Today I would like to speak about Parshas Shkolim. If I'm not mistaken, this week is Parshas Shkolim. Correct?
Yeah.
Rosh Chodesh is when?
Thursday?
Thursday and Friday. So it says in the Mishnah that the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, we begin the Dalit Parshios. The first one of the Dalit Parshios is Shkolim. Have your Sefer, fantastic Sefer, it's called Kriyas HaTorah, Akriya B'Torah V'Hilchoseh. It's a thick Sefer. Who's it written by? Written by as Haskama from Nasha Klein. Okay. The front page is missing. The copyright page is missing. It fell off. It fell off the cover. What?
Next page. There's no copyright.
That page fell off.
That page doesn't have a copyright?
No. In the Dava. He has these quotations. Tzadi Nem Samach Chesvav Beis Tes. He doesn't even write his name. Harav Hagoyd Hamathur Tzadi Mem Samach Ches Vav Beis Tes. How bizarre could it be, right? This, I can't even read his handwriting. This has come. Okay, I'm negligent. I should know who it is, but Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Miller. Here it is. Samachti Bo'emim Li Shechvoid Yididi Hadogol Harav Hagoyin Rabbi Akiva Miller Shlita Pe'er Beis Midrashenu Oyme Lohitzi Lohar Olam Pri Amoloi.
Write it on the front page, so you won't forget.
Okay. Rabbi Kiva Miller, okay. This Sefer made headlines. Okay, I'll do later. This Sefer made headlines. It's a one-of-a-kind Sefer. It's a Sefer about, like it says, Pshutu Kibashba, HaKriyas Torah V'Hilchoseha. There are bits and pieces of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah in Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, but someone that's makif, the whole sugya from beginning to end, L'chol Perotech V'Zitkecha, this really is unprecedented. And he has here a chapter or two about, at least three chapters about Parshas Shkolim. So I want to warn you, I didn't prepare all that much. I got a little distracted. I thought I was going to do something else and it didn't work out. So I ended up in the last minute trying to prepare from the Sefer. So I'll just try to run through very quickly some of the ideas he has about the laws in Yonim relating to laning Parshas Shkolim. Okay, first thing from memory, not only from him, for other people. Very interesting thing. How many Sifrei Torah do you take out this Shabbos? So you probably look at me like I'm from Mars. Of course, two. You take out two, a Sefer Torah for the Parshas Shavuah and a Sefer Torah for Parshas Shkolim. This also happens in the week when you could possibly have three Sifrei Torah. And that's where all the Geshmaka Halachas are. When you take out three Sifrei Torah, Rosh Chodesh. Because the Mishnah says that if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, so then you do Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Then you would take out three Sifrei Torah. And that gets very, very interesting. I'll give you just even though it's done this year, but for example, Shabbos Chanukah, and you guys Parshas Chodesh, and one else, Simchas Torah, three Sifrei Torah. Just some of the interesting. Is this year three?
Is Rosh Chodesh?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, so we have three. So we have two.
No, two, because you're not Shabbos.
HaChodesh.
Yeah,
we have three Sifrei Torah this year?
Yeah, that's
three Sifrei Torah. Okay.
Next year.
Okay. But this is a very exciting thing. When you have three, why is it exciting? Because there are so many things that can go wrong. Exactly. It's no joke. It's really no joke. A lot of Gabbayim are clueless. They're clueless what to do when you have three Sifrei Torah. And especially, what?
You put an ad in the FJJ, you're giving a special shear on it.
they just put the instructions. All the other give special shear. They just put a half a page of instructions. The Seder HaDvarim, what to do. The thing is, when you make a mistake, how do you correct your mistake? That's what you need a whole shear on. If you don't make a mistake, then you're okay. When you make a mistake, then I'll give you one example. Let's say this week would have been three Sifrei Torah, and you would by mistake. So what would be the order? Todir v'she'enet todir todir kodem. First comes Parshas HaShavua. Then comes Rosh Chodesh. And then comes Parshas Shkolim. Let's say you blow it, and you do first Shkolim, and then you do Rosh Chodesh. Which Haftarah do you lay in? Then you lay in Hashemayim Kisi. You don't lay in the Haftarah of Parshas Shkolim, then you would have to lay in the Haftarah from. You always, then you're stuck. Do you make it up? next week, it's not so simple what you do. It's a very complicated hurry. Once you lost on the haftarah, you're done. Okay, but this week we don't have that problem. Let's talk about simple problems. How many sifrei Torah do you take out of the Shabbos? Of course, two. One for the Parashas HaShavua and one for Parashas Shkolim. Now, you'll be shocked to know that not everyone does this. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Salant, who else was Rav Salant, and other people as well, said, I don't know. Exactly. Since it's so close to each other, Rav Nosson Aller, okay, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. The Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer, Rav Nosson Adler, a very famous Pesek, his minhag was, they only took out one Sefer Torah for Parashat Shkolim a year like this year. Why? You don't even have to blink. You finish Parashas Mishpatim. To how many columns? The Truma Tetzaveh. It's 8 columns. You can turn 8 columns, and then just without blinking, you can be there. So therefore, you don't need to take out 2 Sifrei Torah. Yeah.
Sometimes you have it on Truma.
The Truma. So you mamish don't have to be goylol. There's nothing. There's no tichud esbura. It's not so simple to take a Sifrei Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh. We don't even blink. But you go back to the sources. A Sifrei Torah is Kodesh. You don't just take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh for no reason whatsoever. It's because she gadol, you're allowed to move a Sefer Torah.
You see people. They do it anyway.
They do.
That's the best.
I'm right, but it's not so simple. He's saying it's right. You don't have no right. The kedusha of Sefer Torah is so great. What right do you have to take a Sefer Torah out during on a Wednesday night? To a 12-year-old kid to have him practice.
That's the learning Torah. That's the best way to use the Sefer Torah.
No, Sefer Torah is...
What's wrong with using...
The Kedusha, you don't have a right. Take out a Sefer Torah, it's full Kedusha. It's not so simple. We do it.
A lot of rabbis will know you to do the Shtaymikra Rechatagim on the real Sefer Torah.
Not so pasha. You have to have Chumashim. You have to have Chumashim, not the Chamishe Chumshe Torah. You have to have separate
Sfarim. Can a player who doesn't want to use a thicken, can he practice on
it? It's not so simple. Because the Kedush, we do it. Today you'll find it, no questions asked, it'll be done. But you go to Shulchan Aruch, the Kedush is very great. You just don't take out a Sefer Torah for no purpose. Just for practice, it's not a hider, and especially in today's day and age, where there's no excuse. Today you have a tikkun, there's no limit to what you can do without it. But today, yet we're the most lenient. You go on a plane, you see people parading around with Sifrei Torah, put them in duffel bags, and you practice. And you go into a sefer, you see what goes on in the sefer, what goes on there. They're dangling on a thread on shelves, Sifrei Torah. And it's just like a sack of potatoes. Unfortunately, we've been desensitized to the kedusha of a sefer Torah. But let's go. So it's not so simple. Rav Nosson Aller did not take out on Parashat Shkolim 2 sefer Torah, 1 sefer Torah. Rav Shmuel Salant, he was one of the rabbanim in the Eretz Yisrael, only took out in his main 1 sefer Torah, the Zalzal. Halacha l'maisa, the Rambam seems to say no matter what you take out 2 sefer Torah. Halacha l'maisa, we take out 2. There's a nafkamina. Paiskim say this. It's a very big chiddush. Not everyone knows this. What happens if on Parashat Shkolim there's a psul in the Sefer Torah? You find the psul. You're laning. Today it's not so common to find a psul anymore because Baruch Hashem we have very good Sefer Torah. You find the psul. So what would you do? Oh, psul. Huh? The world came to an end. Take out another Sefer Torah. Nope. You take the second Sefer Torah, Shkolim, that's where it's an afkamina, since you really shouldn't be taking out 2 to begin with, there's no tichud esibura. So you take the second Sefer Torah that's already rolled, or should have been rolled to Parashat Shkolim, and you use it, and then you roll it to Shkolim, and you lay in Shkolim, even though you may have in the Aron Kodesh another 50 Sefer Torah that are ready to go. So that is an afkamina lahalacha. We're mekel, we take out 2 l'chatchila, no questions asked. But in the event something goes wrong, we don't take out another Sefer Torah. You just take the second one that already is out, and you use it both to finish the parasha, and you use it for shkol. Okay, another quick idea. What happens if you make a mistake? Let's say you forget. Blow it. You lay in the entire parasha. This will be an afkamina, we'll go through this right now. You lay in the parasha Shavua, and you lay in the regular haftarah, and then davening is over, and someone says, "Isn't this week parasha Shkolim? Didn't you forget?" It happened. It happened. It could definitely happen. Isn't this week parasha Shkolim? Oops, you blew. What do you do now? Big machlokes apayskim. So some say, write it on the spot, you take out a Sefer Torah, and you can lay, and you can even make a bracha. Don't give one aliyah, a very strange halacha. One person gets the bracha before and after, and you don't make the bracha on the haftarah. You don't make the bracha on the haftarah. You could lay it without. I think you could lay it without making
is
the bracha. What? Why is it a bezayin? Takanas Chazal. Chazal is supposed to lay. You're supposed to lay parsha shkolim.
So when you dab mincha, you take
it. No, it's too late. That's a very big shaila of mincha. Many people say it's too, even the zman mincha. Forget about mincha. Let's say it's already 1:30. Once you pass 1:30, already many people can say it's too late. The takan of Chazal is to lay it by shachris, and you're not allowed to lay. This is not kriya satora. Kriya satora, there are. There's also a big machlokes apayisim if you're allowed to lay in kriya satora by mincha. Rav Yosha Ber, Rav Herschel Schechter. I listened to a shiur online from Rav Herschel Schechter on this topic. Are you allowed to lay in mincha? Mincha. There's a machlokes apayisim. For example, let's say you have a group of people going to a chasna. Okay, everyone is very close with a certain person. They're all going to Canada, Toronto for a wedding, and they all have to leave very early in the morning to get back to America, and it's all part of a community, and no one heard Kriya Satorah. They all had to be in the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning to get back, and they all missed Kriya Satorah.
On Monday or Thursday?
On a Monday and Thursday.
So is it Gavra or Chiyuv on the Minyan?
What? So that's the question. So they all say, let's all come and meet for Mincha. When we land, we're going to arrive, we're going to go to Shul.
Yeah, especially with the guys who go to the Eretz Yisrael back and forth, and they miss a Parsha.
So then on Shabbos, then you can have a special Minyan on Shabbos by day to make up. They do that. They're a special Minyanim. Yes, by Shabbos, by day, because Kriya Satorah, that's exactly the point. This is the point we're trying to make, is the fundamental difference between Kriya Satorah and Parsha Shkolim, the Dalar Parshios. Kriya Satorah, the goal is to get through the year, this cycle. The cycle does not have to be precise. The proof is that the Eretz Yisrael, the custom was, it took 3 years to go through a cycle. So in Chutz Yaretz, you go through a cycle in 1 year. What Parsha you lay in every week is not Mukhruch. In fact, there were different customs. Like, say, we want to double up Parshios. You double up, there's a Shabbos in the middle, so even in America, there can be situations with different customs where when you double up, you catch up. Because when it comes to Kriya Satorah, the goal is to get through the year. You come to Shmini Atzeres, you go through the entire parasha, it's not much when you lay each parasha. When it comes to the Dalar parasha, it's a hakpada, exactly when it should be done, according to many parts, it must be done the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. And if you blow it, you don't do it by Shachris, according to many parts, it's a mu'uva, she'eino yocho liskun, you can't do it by mincha. You're asking another question, what about if you don't do Kriya Satorah on a Monday, Thursday in the morning? Can you do Kriya Satorah by Mincha? Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, he would travel to Boston back and forth to say Shir in Yeshiva University, and he wasn't always able to hear Kriya Satorah in the morning. And he would ask his Talmidim to sit around for Mincha. They would have Mincha in his classroom every single day when the Shir was over, whatever time it was in the afternoon. And when he missed Kriya Satorah in the morning, they would lane. They would lane by Mincha in order that he can be Yotzer Kriya Satorah on those days when he missed the laying. So Rabbi Herschel Schachter, what? Yes, with brachas, with aliyah. So, like, kriyilu bayivarik. And if Herschel Schachter comments on this custom, and he says that this custom is what he did in the Kolak Avod, but he goes to all the sources and he shows that there were many paiskin that disagree, hold that shloik halacha, that you're not allowed to do this.
Because the Bavitz shows
a lot of things.
Right. And Nechalami, right.
For them to follow.
So you. This was, you know, he shows, he goes to all the sources. This was you can do, you can't do. But here is another. This is. Let's break up the different topics. You have laning Monday, Thursday, laning by Mincha. That's a topic in itself. Are you allowed to lay by Mincha? Maybe the Kanas Chazal is only laying by Shachris. You have no right to take out a Sefer Torah and make a bracha and lay by Mincha. That itself is a topic. Then there's another topic of the Parsha. Let's say I blow it. I didn't lay in the Parsha this week, so do you make up the Parsha next week? Yeah, absolutely. That for sure everyone agrees that you can lay in two Parshas if you have the whole shul.
You're not talking about the Arab Parshas.
You're talking regular Parsha. Right. This was Nogay in France. So in France, they shut down all the shuls right after that attack. Right. A lot of shuls were closed. So a lot of people didn't go to shul. They didn't didn't hear the whole parasha. So what do they do the next week? I'm sure, no doubt that probably the next week when they open up the shuls, then all of these shuls, they probably lay in two parashios. And with brachas and aliyahs, they only have seven aliyahs, they double the parasha. Because that you can for sure do, because that's a topic, a question of going through the entire year, letting the kol haTorah kula. But now we have a new topic of the dalid parashios. The dalid parashios is the most severe, is the most chomer of all of these shilas. Because this was a takan that was specifically made to be done on the certain weeks, and there's this whole cycle of what the weeks are, the week before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and many Paiskim are very strict. If you blow it, you have no opportunity to make it up. You can't do it the next week, you can't do it by Mincha. Someone will make it, some said that you can do it by Mincha, you can't do it the next week, but you can do it by Mincha, that you can do. Now the truth is, this all depends upon the reason why today we read Parashat Shkolim. So here he's the most thorough, and this Sefer the most I've ever seen. He presents five reasons. Normally they talk about two reasons, some will tell you three reasons. He over here was very kind to us, this Mechaber by Miller, Rabbi Akiva Miller, and he gave us five sources in the Paiskim why you lay in Parashat Shkolim, and he goes on to say that these reasons have nafkaminas, and one of the major nafkaminas is if you make a mistake, should you theoretically allow to make it up the following week or like by Mincha? Now what's the first reason? The first reason is Hachraza. Before he called the Hachraza, he calls it an announcement. Meaning, what does it mean it's an announcement? This is really an announcement that people have to give Shkolim. Why do we lay the parish of Shkolim? Because the Torah says that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there's a Chumah Chadasha, everyone in Klal Yisrael has to give Machsa Shekel, so that the Korbanos that are offered for the following year, starting with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, should come from the community. Every single member in the community, 20 years and up, some even 13 years and up, has to give a Machsa Shekel, so that the carbon will represent, that is offered, will represent him. So we have to make, it's nothing more than an announcement, everyone should come forward and give the money. Why do we make an announcement, and the money must be in by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why do we make the announcement before Rosh Chodesh Adar? Because you need approximately 30 days. Bate Dinim operate 30 days. I mentioned yesterday, Seraph, that if a person gets a Hazmana to a Din Torah, so he has 30 days to, the Hazmana is always dated 30 days in advance. You have 30 days to show up to court. Because you give a person, typically in an act of Bezin, you give a person 30 days. So that's why the Hachroz of the announcement is 30 days. Now you go into this, a very simple question, but Bisman Hazeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, and if there's no Beis HaMikdash, no one's giving Shkolim. And Adrab, you're not allowed to give Shkolim. Now by the way, well, let's take a step back, this is an important concept, that during the time of the Bayis, after the Chum Bayis Rishon, after the Bayis Rishon was destroyed, so there were 70 years between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. Chazal tell us that they were separated, Machtzis HaShekel, during those 70 years. In Bavel, go wherever they were, and they put the money away in a safety vault. They put the money away because they knew that in 70 years there was a Kates for the Golas, and they knew the time would come when they would return to the rebuild by Sheni, and all the money that was given, that was put aside, would then be used in the Beis HaMikdash, because you mechuyev to give money every single year, so the money indeed was separated. But after the Chorban by Sheni, since it's not known when the Bayis Shlishi will be rebuilt, it was not the Bayis Rishon, after the Bayis Rishon, it was a Kates. It was known 70 years. The question was, we did not know how to calculate the 70 years. So that's why they continue to separate the money. But after the Chorban Bayis Sheni, when we don't even know, when it's not said when the Kates will come, Chazal Masakin, you should not separate money to the Beis HaMikdash, because that money is going to have sanctity, and someone inevitably is going to steal it, and is going to use it for private needs, and will be Moil Behegdish. And Moil Behegdish is a very serious Avera, and there's no cutoff point when we know we can guard ourselves for a period of time to protect ourselves. We don't know when the end will come, and therefore it's not done. However, so that's the case, you can very logically ask, so why bother even making an announcement? Since anyway we're not giving the money, since Chazal were Masakin, you should not give the money. That's a Chiddush, by the way. That point is an important point to make, to understand the difference between the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. The Torah says, give money. Even though you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you don't know, Meher Yibana HaMikdash. The Mikdash may be rebuilt this year, and the money that we separate now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan will go to Bar Kabbanis for this very year. So who gives us the right not to give the money? Chazal stepped in with the koyach of Chazal, Sheva Al Taseh, it's a tremendous koyach, and they told us not to give the money. Don't give the money, because if you're giving the money, it's very likely that you're going to be oivin Moel Behegdash. And Chazal did not make this takana after the Korban Bayis Rishon, because there was a kates. It was known when the could come. So now, going that step, so once announce already. Chazal said not to give the money, so why did Chazal say to make the announcement? Anyway, you're not giving the money. That far, they didn't want to go. That's not a zecher. It's more. That's the point we want to make. All the different reasons. See, saying the same different. It's not a zecher. It's an ikar hadin. See, it totally shifts. We're told this time we're totally shifting the focus. It's an ikar hadin because you should know that may ikar hadin. You have to give the money when they make the announcement and they lend parash shkolim. It's an announcement. You have to give the shkolim. You have to give the shkolim. Oh, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. Well, during the 70 years between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Shin, there's also no Beis HaMikdash, and they gave the money, so give the money now also. That's right. You should give the money. Hoy Rasha, Shev Al Tase, the Kerach, Chazal V'Kerach, to be Oike B'Devreim, not to be Shev Al Tase, to be Oike B'Natar, because we're afraid of Mel Be'Hagdash, but you really should give. And because you really should give, at least the announcement has to be made.
They forgot in one shul.
What do you mean they forgot in one shul?
One shul didn't make the achrazah.
So that's not, they have to make that. It's a mu'uvus. What do you mean they make the announcement?
The achrazah was made everyone else. You're going to hear the achrazah.
Everyone has to make the achrazah. So the question is, let's say they don't make the achrazah. So what do you do now? So that's all shaila. So
you put a bag on the table and say.
But Chazal, the way they made the achrazah was with a bracha,
right,
and kriyas haTorah. There was a ceremony to make the achrazah. So if you don't do it the way Chazal wanted, you blew it.
Right.
You didn't make the halal. But that's the first reason why we let Parsha Shkolim, because of the Hachraza. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they made an announcement. They didn't do it with Kriyas HaTorah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They just made an announcement. Bizman HaZeh, we do it more formally with Kriyas HaTorah to make the announcement that people should give, because really we should give. Okay, that's the first time. Let's go to the second time. The second reason why we do it is because, not because of an announcement. The truth is we really shouldn't do it. It's just like we say, it's Shoylin V'Darshim Bin Yonish Shal Yoyim Shloshim Yom Kod Machak. Just like it comes to the laws of Pesach, you're already supposed to learn the halachas 30 days before Yom Tov. The Chazal Umsakin Shoylim V'Darshim Vayidaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. From this pasuk, Chazal learned that a person should prepare for Yom Tov 30 days in advance. So therefore, since it's 30 days to Rosh Chodesh Nishan, it's not a hachraza that we're telling you, sir, give money to the Beis HaMikdash. No. Are we actually going to collect the money? No. If we're not going to collect the money, we're not going to ask for the money. So why are we doing it? In the flavor, in the spirit of the Chag, the festival that's coming up, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's a tekufa of learning Torah. We're learning Torah. It's a zman when bizman shemidosh hayikayim. This was what is done. So therefore, as we approach that time of the year, we're learning. It's like a daf yomi. We're learning the halachas. We're learning the halachas. It's not a formal announcement. It's nothing more than shoylim v'darshim. Now, before we go any further, let's right away ask the question: what happens if you forget? If you forget, should you still go in and do it? Will there be an afkmina between these two reasons? If it's a formal announcement, l'char, yeah. So just because you didn't do it 30 days before, you can still make the announcement. You make the announcement 20 days before. But let's say it's a din of learning Torah, shaylim v'darshim. So you can argue, maybe also you can argue both ways.
29, 28.
You should learn 30 days. Okay, maybe in a chanami. Okay, let's go to the third reason.
This has to be over the sefer Torah.
What? Chazal masakin. After the Chor Meis Hamidrash, Chazal masakin. That's how it has to be done. It has to be had the way it's, the announcement is made.
You should be able to say take any Shabbos and laying the Shabbos.
Until yeah, possibly, but we don't halachah ma'aseh don't go that far because they masakin done in this way. Third reason, the shocking reason. This is a popular reason, is Shalma Fodim Sifoseinu. That today there is no Beis HaMikdash, and we don't give, we can't give, but when you can't bring a carbon, reading the parasha is equivalent to giving the money. So basically, we've given the money. We did it. We gave the money. By laying the parasha, it's equivalent a virtual gift to the Beis HaMikdash. I gave it.
Same thing like
Kabbarnas
in the morning.
You can't bring the carbon, so you say the parasha, I offer the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Today there's no Mikdash, so we're not going to give. By saying it, we're giving it. That's the Chazal have that power. That's the third reason. Reason number four. This is the beautiful reason. Reason number four is... I told you three, so I'm getting confused. The first was Hachraza. The second one was Shleishim Yom is to learn the Halachas. The third reason is Neshal Mofonim Sifoseinu. Okay, the fourth reason is It's not a question of it's a question of, it's a little bit of a variation of the other reason. The reason number two, the Rambam says this, Evshalamed, Shekriya Zuhine Kechol Shor HaKriya, it's like a Kriya Satara in Yonai Shel Yoin. It's not learning. We're splitting hairs here. I said before, the reason why is Shoilim V'Darshan. 30 days before Pesach, it's a good idea to open up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or to open up a Mishnah Berurah, Chai Odom, and learn about, or a book from Rav Shimon Eider, to learn about the laws of Pesach. Shoilim V'Darshan. You got to get into the spirit of the Tkufa you're coming to. You learn about the Haggadah. You learn about the Nyanim. The Rambam says it's more Chazal Masakin Kriyas HaTorah the Inyonoi Shel Yoim. When you lay on Pesach, every day Pesach is a different Kriyas HaTorah. All of the Kriyas of Pesach relate to the Yom Tif. Chazal Masakin that on Yom Tif you lay something relating to the theme of the day, not halacha. You can't learn halacha from learning about Lo Sevashel Gediba Chalevi Mo. It mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. It talks about the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oh, so you lay in a section and talk about Yitzias. It's not halacha. It's not halacha. It's in Yonai Shel Yoim. So this is what he wants to say in the Rambam. The Rambam holds the reason why you lay Parsha Shkolim is not halacha. It's not an announcement. It's not a shalafonim sifoseinu. It's a takonas chazal. This is in Yonai Shel Yoim. This is the time. The time now is when we're giving machsa shekel. Giving, saying the words is not giving the money. Sorry, buddy. Saying a few psukim, you're not going to make a dent in your bank account. That's not. It's not halacha. No one's going to walk away knowing how much is a machsa shekel. You're going to go figure out how many gerah. You're going to go have calculations and tell me all the halachas. It's not halacha. It's in yonoi shel yoim. It's a very powerful idea. In yonoi shel yoim. This is the shita of the Rambam. Okay. Now there's another reason. Another reason. And that's probably the most popular reason. Okay. And the Steve Shalmi is Purim. Nothing to do with Chodesh Nisan. Everything I've told you until now, all four reasons are all related to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to separate Machsa Shekels, so we're playing four reasons. Forget about Chodesh Nisan. Out of here. Purim is coming. What did Haman do? I'll pay to kill all the Jews, to annihilate the Jews. I'll give you Achashverosh 10,000 talents of silver. I'll pay you 50 shkolim for each member of the 600,000 of Klal Yisrael. So what did Hashem say to Haman? Klal Yisrael, the refuah came before the Makkah. They already separated Machsa Shekel way before the mitzvah. Machsa Shekel for the Beis HaMikdash came before. So being that Purim is on the way, in order to reenact, to remind everyone, Purim happens, the Shemayim is turned over. Every year there's a Haman. Every year there's a Haman, an Amalek out there. In order to reenact the miracle, every single year we also mock them, the Shkolim, because Purim, Chodesh Nisan is after Purim is over. After Purim is over. But we want to read a Chaparayin and remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of this Yerushalmi that we gave Shkolim before the Gezerah of Haman, before Haman paid the 10,000 talents of silver. Until, but you can repeat, so here's an Afghan. Until Purim, exactly. Reason number five only works until Purim. Reason what number four, I told you from the Rambam, doesn't work because what's in Yonai Shel Yoim? And Yonai Shel Yoim is they made the announcement Adar. You blow it, it's no longer Yonai Shel Yoim. If it's Achraza, you can do it. You can do it the whole thing because you got to give the money.
You can do it until.
No, you can't. According to number four, no. In Yonai, because when did they make the announcement in Yonai? They made it a month before. They made it exactly a month before. That's the Yonai Shel Yoim. The time goes over Zman, a bottle Karbano. So you have over here a big nafkamin. It's giving over here a stachakol. Finish with the stachakol. You have five reasons. Five major reasons. And the nafkamin of the reasons is if you make a mistake and you don't do it the right way, can you still make it? So show you. Reason number one is it's a hachroza. We're actually making a real campaign. It's a very bizarre concept. We're actually making a real campaign. When you go to shul, they announce Asher lo yar v'adal lo yamit, they're dead serious. They're dead serious. They're telling you, come forward when Shabbos is over and give us your machsa shekel to buy Karbonos money so we can buy Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. They're making a real collection. When you come after Shabbos to the Gabbai and give him the coin, he'll say, you know, we have technical problems, so we're not going to take the money from you. So leave it on the table. Leave it for another time. If that's the time, if you make a mistake, you can make the hachrazah all the way to the very end. And they made, and the proof that this is the pshat is because they did this during the time of the Bayis Rishon. After the Bayis Rishon, they made the announcement. Not only did they make the announcement, they collected the money. And they put the money away in safekeeping. So why is it any different? Technicalities. But it's hachrazah, nafkamina, l'char, you should make the announcement all the way until the very, very end. Okay, review. Time number two. What's time number two? Is halacha. Nothing we're not talking about. We're not asking for money. Don't get carried away. We're not serious. It's just in the spirit of Talmud, you learn a Daf Yomi, you go to a Parsha Shir, you go to a Kollel, you go to a Shir, the Sugyas, whatever you go to. So in the spirit of learning Torah, Shalom v'darshim, let's learn some halacha. Let's stimulate you in halacha. We'll learn about it. Maybe you'll talk about it to know the halacha on Yoni D'Yoyma. It's a Torah dika zach, a Torah dika shalom v'darshim. Nafkamina, if you make a mistake, l'chari, you can go to the very, very end, right? 30 days, all the way to the very end. Reason number three is the sheet. Those reason number three, we're getting all confused.
Yes.
A neshalom v'fanim sevasayim, shocking chiddush. Neshalom v'fanim sevasayim, you mamish. It's unbelievable. Virtual money. Bitcoins. Bitcoins.
You have to say Nishabas is up.
You're actually giving money. Virtual money. Monopoly. Monopoly money. Real money. That's what it says. Nafkamina. Real money. So you can do it to the very end. Until Chodesh Nisan. Okay, then we come to the next reason that I love. This is the most geschmack to me. The Rambam's reason. It's in Yonoy Shel Yoin. It's not halacha, it's not real money, it's not a hachraza. It's a takana. On Sukkot, you lay in the karbonos. On Rosh Hashanah, you lay in Vashem Pakat Hesara. On Yom Kippur, you lay in Parash Achremos. So you lay in Yonoy Shel Yoin. And L'chora, this time, you're out. You don't lay in the Shabbos morning. You can't lay in Vashem Pakat Hesara on Yom Kippur. You don't lay that on Yom Kippur. You don't lay Vashem Pakat Hesara on Shavuos. You don't learn the Aseret HaDibros on Rosh Hashanah. Every Yom Tov has its thing. So Shabbos Shkolim is when you the Yon Shel Yoim, not halacha, not Shabbos Seder, not announcement in Yon Shel Yoim. You blow it, that's it. It's all over. And the fifth time is a beautiful time, and as known now is that the Yerushalmi, the Shkolim of Poman came before the Shkolim, the Shkolim of Klai Yisrael came before the Shkolim, and now we in Afkamina only until Purim.
What about the other
That's all different sugi to itself. That's a different sugi to itself. And other nafkamina, what are the besides this nafkamina, these five reasons, and this nafkamina, another nafkamina would be, can you give parash hashkolim to a katan? Can you give it to a katan? So, if it's a hachrazah, why not? If you want to say it's a neshalim padim sefaseinu, no, a katan is not a baravaita.
But it's really not.
What?
It's not mamish.
It's mamish giving it. Neshalim padim sefaseinu, you shouldn't give it to a katan. What?
You don't give money.
Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's not real money. But it's
not real money.
You have to be a bar chiyuva. The katan is not a bar chiyuva. If you want to learn it's in Yonah Shal Yom L'chor not, the katan is not part of in Yonah Shal Yom. It's not the right. If you want just an announcement, then L'chor, yeah. If you want to learn that it's Shalom Darshim, maybe why not? Shalom Darshim. And what was the fifth time? The Shkolim? Yeah, why not? It's just a Zecher. Yushalim in Divri Agada. In Yonah Shal Yom and the Shalom of Padim Sifaseinu. If you hold it, it's in the Shalom of Padim Sifaseinu, that's a chiv. You got to be bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not the representative. He's not Bar Chayuva. So that would be another nafkamina. The only other thing I found very interesting is not Nogea this year, but when they lay in Parash Kol, so we know we have three Sifat Torahs, we'll be coming up in Parash Chayuva, the three Sifat Torahs, so the custom is you lay in from the first Sifat Torah, six aliyas. Aliyah number six, you go to the very, very end. And then the second Sefer Torah, you lay in Rosh Chodesh. And the third Sefer Torah, you lay in Parashas Shkolim. Yilein Shkolim. That's when you have to say that. You should know that not everyone has this custom. This is another custom which is very. It opens up to gain appreciation into the Yom Yom. Some of the custom you lay from the first Sefer Torah. You lay from the first Sefer Torah seven. From the first Sefer Torah, you lay five aliyahs. You ever see this? Shocking. The first Sefer Torah. Let's say there'll be three Sefer Torah. We'll be Parashat Chodesh. We'll have this. First, you lay five aliyahs. The last aliyah is a very long aliyah. The second Sefer Torah, you lay the sixth aliyah. the sixth aliyah. And then the third Sefer Torah, which this year would have been if it would have come on Shabbos, which Shkolim, Yulein Shkolim, as the seventh aliyah, and then Maftir you repeat, just like on a regular Shabbos, you repeat Maftir twice. Some have the custom that you lay 5-1-1, and then the Maftir, so you're repeating. It says this is the some could be Sfarim do this. Another thing that Sfarim the Ashkenazim do not do, it's very interesting, the Sfarim make three Kaddishim. They make a Kaddish on the first Sefer Torah, a Kaddish on the second Sefer Torah, and a Kaddish on the third Sefer Torah. We don't do that. We only make one Kaddish. Yeah. We make Kaddish after this two. Between two and three, like at Simchas Torah. But the Sfar, if you ever go to a Sfar Shul, you'll notice they make three Kaddishim. Okay, with that we will conclude.